Caught up.
My God has got no boundaries. God has got no limits. My God has got no limitations. Loving us in boundaries. Blessing us in boundaries. Provision has no boundaries. Jireh, my provider, my confider has no limits. Stuck on the Red Sea and the Egyptians coming through. So you trembling and you mumbling like you don't know what to do. Stretch your hands over the sea. Strike your staff upon the sea. Let it pass so you can pass, cause there is nothing he can do. This God is so unstoppable. God is so exceptional. Loving what he's doing, cause I know it's unbelievable. Praise him cause he's capable. Doing what no man can do. Jireh, my provider, our confider will come through for you.
It's verified. He is the owner of that song there, bro. Congratulations. Great lyrics to that song there. Congratulations. Congratulations, Daniel.
Thank you very much.
Big question. Where can people find this song here?
So, on all major streaming platforms, Spotify, Tidal, and all social media platforms. So, the song is just available everywhere.
Speaking of social media, where can people find you quickly?
So, on Facebook, Instagram, X, formerly known as Twitter, and TikTok, it's Daniel_TheOfficialDaniel.
Amazing stuff. What should you expect from you? I mean, the year is just like we're in August, halfway into August. What should you expect from you?
More music, because this time around I'm here.
You're here to stay?
I'm here to stay.
Brother man, all the very best. Share with us two Zambian worship songs that are your all-time favorites.
My all-time favorite Zambian songs. Okay. So I'd go for Mwaliwama by Rachel.
She was on that seat yesterday. She came on the show. And which other one?
Yes, and the other one I'll go for Chile Show Alia Mumutende.
Coming up, top of the hour, the news, then I will come back in the second hour of the program. How about you close this hour with any part, you singing that Rachel song, Aliwama? Yes, my friend. Quickly, I need to get down to the news just now. Any part in that song here?
Mwaliwama vayawe, Mwaliwama vayawe, Umuchinshi twami pela mwetata.
It's official, he can sing and drop.
Like our Facebook page, Radio Christian Voice, and stay up to date with our live shows, preaching programs, and news updates. Radio Christian Voice.
Your home since 94.
Let former President Longo's remains to be repatriated. ACC urged to act independent public institutions. And Ghana investigators find black boxes of a helicopter that crashed and killed two ministers. Good evening. With the main news, I am Christabel Kamanu. The Vatican Court has ordered that the body of former President Edgar Lungu be repatriated to Zambia for burial. The Pretoria High Court ruled that let former President Lungu be buried in Zambia. The High Court gave a directive to the Lungu family to immediately hand over the body of the late former president to the representative of the Zambian government. The former president is entitled to a state funeral, and therefore the wishes of the family cannot override that of Venetian, said the court. Medical for Quality Healthcare in Zambia, MQHZ, is saddened by the recent tragic loss of a three-year-old boy who died after undergoing circumcision. Recently, a three-year-old boy in Livingstone was reported dead after undergoing circumcision at Livingstone University Teaching Hospital. Speaking in an interview with RCV News in Lusaka today, MQHZ Director General Quincy Mwabo said the incident highlights the critical need for stringent safety measures and informed decision making when it comes to medical procedures, particularly for young children. While circumcision offers several health benefits, every medical procedure carries inherent risks. Therefore, to ensure the best possible outcomes, parents must be fully informed about the potential risks and benefits to make an informed decision regarding their child's health, said Dr. Mwabo. Dr. Mwabo stated that this incident is a reminder that the health and safety of children must be a top priority, calling for healthcare providers to adhere to the highest standards of care and safety. He has since called for a thorough investigation into this incident to determine the cause of death and identify measures to prevent similar incidents. Dr. Mwabo said that doing so will also help to improve healthcare practices and policies, enhancing the safety and quality of healthcare for all children.
Parents and caregivers must also prioritize their child's safety by seeking qualified healthcare professionals who can provide comprehensive care and guidance. This includes understanding the potential risks and benefits of circumcision and ensuring that healthcare providers adhere to the highest standards of safety and hygiene. A thorough investigation into this incident is very important to determine the cause of death and identify measures to prevent similar incidents in future.
Operation Young Vote, OYV Director Gesi Nyirenda, has called on the Anti-Corruption Commission, ACC, to operate independently and implement systems that can effectively combat corruption and promote good governance, particularly in addressing white-collar crimes. His remarks follow a recent statement from the ACC regarding an incident in Kasama where the commission arrested and charged Mike Mosokwa, aged 34, a marketing assistant at the Food Reserve Agency FRA Kasama office, on multiple charges related to corruption on two counts of uttering false documents contrary to Section 352 and 347 of the Penal Code Act, Cap 87 of the Laws of Zambia. Speaking to RCV News in Lusaka today, Mr. Nyirenda emphasized the need for strong quality control mechanisms and risk management strategies that are essential for the ICC to function effectively and hold public officials accountable without political interference or favor. Mr. Nyirenda expressed concern over what he described as a lack of political will within the ICC, stressing that the commission must demonstrate a consistent and unwavering commitment to fighting corruption with actions that move beyond mere political rhetoric. Tangible and corrective measures must be taken immediately to safeguard national governance, urged Mr. Nyirenda.
The laws that we currently have regarding the cyber security and the data protection, but also the crimes law, they are quite detrimental on the fight, on the issue to do with people's freedom of expression. Now, if you are going to promote good governance, but also if you are going to have a society that is democratic, these laws must, first of all, in the way they exist, must be fair.
Now, the United Party for National Development, UPND, has won the Imfue parliamentary by-elections with its candidate Malama Mufunelo securing victory after polling 5,684 votes. Mr. Mufunelo defeated Brian Kunda of the New Congress Party, who garnered 1,665 votes. The by-election was held following the conviction of the former Member of Parliament, Maureen Mabonga. Mufue constituency returning officer Gilbert Wango declared Mr. Mfunelo duly elected earlier this morning. Socialist Party candidate Charles Mwanga came third with 1,507 votes, said Mr. Mwango. Mr. Mwango also confirmed that a total of 230 ballots were rejected during the counting process. In African news, Ghana's President John Mahama has promised a full investigation into Wednesday's helicopter crash that killed two government ministers and six other people. Defense Minister Edward Omane Boma and Environment Science and Technology Minister Ibrahim Mutala Mohamed, both 50, were among those killed when a military aircraft crashed in the central Ashanti region. In a televised address to the nation, Mahama